Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
Shout out to Jess, Josh, and Annalisa for working so hard this summer. And now here's your host, Maceo.
Hello, here we are on the campus of Enchanted Hills Camp in the podcast tent on the, what do they call this lawn? The fire drill lawn. That's where we are. I got another guest here. We're going to shoot some questions at this young man. Who are you? Where are you from and how long have you been coming to camp?
My name is Thomas Beckwith. I live in Newark, California, and I've been coming here for over 30 years.
Is that 30 years straight or did you miss some years?
Nope, I haven't missed yet.
You haven't missed yet, Tom. Do you have a nickname here at Enchanted Hills Camp?
Yes, I know I do. And I didn't want to say it.
He doesn't want to say it. Okay, we won't ask you that your nickname is the Dance Assassin. The Dance Assassin. Okay, Tom, I got some EHC questions for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. What is your favorite EHC daytime activity?
Hogan.
The Hogan. And what happens at the Hogan? Tell our listeners what happens at the Hogan.
We make things.
Make things. Art things, right?
Right.
Did you make anything today?
I did.
You did? Yeah, some art going on up there?
Yeah, and I'm going to go back up there either this afternoon or tomorrow to make two other presents for my friends.
Gotcha. Very nice. Presents for your friends. Thinking of other people. Nice. Yeah. Cool. You've been here enough to know a bunch about camp. What is your favorite Enchanted Hills Camp meal? Do you like the food here?
I like the food.
Yeah? Do you have a favorite meal here?
Spaghetti and meatballs.
Spaghetti and meatballs it is. There's the winner, ladies and gentlemen. All right. What is your favorite nighttime activity?
Oh, boy. Movie.
The movie night. Yeah, yeah. How about sleeping? Is that a good activity here at camp?
Yeah.
Resting? Yeah, yeah. All right. I like sleeping, too. All right, let's move on to some food and beverages. Do you drink a soda every now and again?
Now and then.
Now and then. What's your favorite soda if you're going to drink a soda? What do you drink?
Orange soda.
Orange soda. Orange is on the board, ladies and gentlemen. What is your favorite? You're going to take all your friends out to dinner, okay? You're going to take them out to a restaurant. You get to choose where are you taking everybody for dinner. Mm-hmm.
To a Chinese restaurant.
Chinese food is the answer. So some sweet and sour chicken and some lo mein, right?
Right.
Excellent. Okay. Let's see. So you're going to go for some fast food. Where are you going through the drive-thru?
McDonald's.
McDonald's. And what is your McDonald's choice? What do you like to get there?
A double cheeseburger.
That's it. That's a good choice. So you've been listening to any music lately? You got a favorite song?
I haven't been listening to too much music.
Too much music.
More listening to the news and what's going on.
Right, right, right. Well, we're trying not to talk about what's going on in the world here at EHC because it's a mess out there, and we don't need messes here. Right? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, neither do you.
Oh, Tom. Okay, so let's ask some. You're going to sing a song first before we get to that. You're going to sing a song before. No, I mean before after dinner or breakfast or sometime this week to a young lady. Is that going to happen this week? Nope. He's shaking his head. No audio description. It's not happening. Seen it happen before, though. Might happen. What's I'll Be Your Teddy Bear? That's a good song you like to sing. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't done that. I am going to do a song. I just have to find someone to help me find it.
Gotcha. Well, I can help you. Let me know when we're done here. Are you good with your counselors this year? Everything going okay so far?
Oh, yeah. Everything is good.
Oh, good, good, good. Okay, so how about some personal questions?
Uh-oh.
What's your favorite smell?
Nice.
Like apple pie? Does that smell good to you? Yeah? All right. Good answer. Do you have a favorite animal?
Dog.
A dog. It's basic as it gets. A good dog. Good dog. If you could go anywhere in the world right now, Tom, where would you go?
Washington, D.C.
D.C. What are you going to do in D.C.?
I have something I've been wanting to do, but I haven't done it yet. And it's kind of a personal thing.
Oh, that's cool. You don't have to share if it's personal. That's all right. We'll move on to the next question. Let's see. Anybody alive in the world that you could have a meal with, who would it be?
Anyone alive.
Anyone alive. I'm guessing it would be a lady, right?
Dog.
We can think of a pretty lady that you want to have dinner with, right? You want to skip that question? Every camper has the right to refuse any question.
And I'm going to refuse that one.
Okay, so we'll just say... A pretty lady wants to have some dinner with Tom Beckwith.
Oh, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would. We'll figure it out. We'll find you somebody. No, do you have a favorite superhero?
Spider-Man.
Excellent. Okay, so we're moving along here. You're doing good. You're doing good. You're answering all the right questions. Yeah? You having fun, Tom?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good. Do you have any requests for the dance tonight? We know that you are the dance assassin because you kill it on the dance floor. That's why we call you that.
Yeah,
I started that, 3 or 4 years ago or something?
Yeah, you put that on me, I know.
I did. And you kill it on the dance floor. That's the thing. You got some shifty feet, my friend. Yeah, you can dance it down. So tonight, turns out I am helping with the DJing. So you can sneak me an extra $5 and I'll play you I'll play you whatever song you want.
You are so bad.
Okay, so you don't have to pay me $5, but what do you want to hear?
Good, because I
you didn't bring any cash?
Yeah, I need it for my trip next year.
Saving up, okay.
Yeah, I'm saving up for a special trip.
Oh, you're going on a trip.
Yeah.
Okay, good. What do you want to hear tonight? You want to do some Elvis?
I'd like to Elvis.
Yeah.
Now that you brought that up, I have a question for you.
Okay. Shoot.
Is there any chance at all that I could come up on stage and, kind of help out?
Oh, during DJ tonight? Yeah, you can. Yeah, absolutely. You can be around. We're going to do a couple of different kinds of things tonight, because we got some folks who want to play a couple of different special songs. It should be fun. I'm looking forward to it. But you're definitely welcome to come and chill out with us. Mariana's going to help me. I think Jesse from AmeriCorps is going to be around. We're going to work together to bring the best dance music possible. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Did you say Mayor?
Mariana is her name. Maddie.
Oh, shoot.
Have you been calling her something else?
No.
Oh.
I met my yesterday.
Right.
And I told her I like to sing.
Yeah.
And she said, she said maybe her and I could go for a walk, but she's down in the Kiva right now.
Yep. She's doing Kiva second period, doing drum circle. You going to go down there after this podcast and do drum circle with Madi?
No, I'm going to go and I think I'm going to go to the store.
Oh, yeah, back up to the Hogan. Did you get a shirt this year? Have you seen the shirts?
I know.
They're pretty cool.
I can't see the shirts anyway.
Oh. You got me on that one. Well, they're blue.
Yeah.
Light blue, and they have a new rebuilding of camp emblem on the back of them. They're very nice.
In fact, I got to get 2 camp shirts.
You got to get 2 camp shirts?
Yeah, because one for me and then one for a friend of mine at my program.
Gotcha. That's very nice of you. That's very nice of you. What else? We got a couple questions left here for you. Okay? And then we're going to wrap this thing up for the Dance Assassin. We are down to some one or two hard... Oh, I have a question for you. Tom, what fires you up?
What fires me up? Music.
Music. You just get all fired up. You're ready to get down, right?
I'm ready.
And then you kill it.
Yeah, well.
Oh, yeah, well.
I just had a birthday, by the way.
You did?
Yep. And I'm 70 years old.
Wait. I didn't think you were going to tell the world how old you were. You just threw it out there. You're 70 years old?
Yep.
70 years old. Yep. You don't look 70. Is 70 the new 40? Is that what's happening?
I wish.
You wish, huh?
Not anymore, though.
You are young at heart, Tom. That's all it takes sometimes. You know what I mean?
I'd be more young at heart if I could, find the right girl.
Looking for love.
Yeah, looking for love in the right place.
Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast has just turned into, you guessed it, a dating site. Here is Tom Beckwith, ladies, ready to roll. Anybody wants to go out with Tom, contact me here at maceo.net in the contact pages, and I will pass the information on, right?
Right.
Right, okay, so there we go. We told the world out there, Tom's looking for love. That's great. Okay, a couple of hard questions here for you. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. What do you want to tell all sighted people?
I knew you were going to throw that one in there.
What do you want to tell them? Say, hey, all sighted people, this is what you should know. What is it?
Yeah, it's really not easy to go around without your eyes. It's very hard, and I think the sight people should have more respect for us.
Perfect. You've been doing it for 70 years. You got it down pretty good, Tom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. You're all right. You got it. I'm good with that. Did you have fun, Tom?
Yeah.
Yeah? You gonna continue to have fun?